playback. I dip my Panama hat to you as the tone of this music miraculously has put something on the top of my head. I'm assuming it's a hat. I'm being silly, of course. We are listening to the music of Spyglass Gypsies and a release that came out a couple of years ago. They're an ensemble five-piece from Sydney who bring to life French gypsy tunes with some swinging originals. And they're going to be launching their new album, I've just noticed, their second, at this year's Oz Manouche Festival at the Brisbane Jazz Club, Saturday, November 25. If you're in the Northern Climes, check them out. And if you're from Sydney, then you can probably catch Spyglass Gypsies around the traps. We're currently listening to a track from their first album, because I don't have the brand new one. This one is called Natty Swing, and it's our theme for this edition of Playback, brought to you by APRA AMCOS, heard each week right around the country. Wherever you're listening, it's great to have you on board. I have a special interview coming up with a group by the name of the Teskey Brothers. This group from Melbourne have been working so tirelessly for the last 10 years, and we'll find out all about the Teskey Brothers coming up in the program. Also, a couple of great releases that have come out of Melbourne this year, a couple of groups you may not have heard of, in Royal Parks and Hills Hoist. What a great name for an Australian band. Let's start with a trio also from Melbourne. They're called At All, and it teams up Pascal Barbare, Matthew Nicholson, and the vocals of Lucy Roll of her solo release, one of the great folk albums in the last couple of years. But this musical form is slightly different, and this particular track certainly has a great up-tempo feel to kick off this edition of Playback. This is At All and Night Body.
Sudden up is calling out to me. tried to say that we could give it one more try. Take the troubles of the day and let tomorrow float on by. And despite the times I told you how the sun would always shine, you would always be the memory of the girl that once was mine. So many times I've tried to say that we could give it one more try. We filled an ocean with regrets and let our fears into the sky. And despite the times I told you how the sky would still be blue, you will always be the memory of the girl that I once knew. We could give it one more try. Take the troubles of the day and let tomorrow float on by. And despite the times I told you how the sun would always shine, you will always be the memory of the girl that once was mine.
That's Brisbane singer-songwriter-composer Paul Bonetti, who's equally at home with his compositions being performed by the likes of the Tasmanian Symphony Orchestra, the Adelaide Chamber Singers, the Australian Voices. Yes, his roots are in classical music, but he has a great love of indie pop, R&B, country tunes. He calls some of his influences from Beck to Wilco to the Beatles. And Paul Bonetti released a really great album a couple of years back now called Stop All the Clocks. And I share with you the track Table. As I said, not always brand new releases, but we look around to find things that probably hasn't had a bit of airplay in a while. Paul Bonetti's track Table. Prior to that, from @all, the track Night Body, and the album's called Sundogs. And the full details of all the tracks I play for you are available online. Just head to playback.apraamcos.com.au and then you'll see the playlist for this week's edition. Now, this next group also had an album a few years ago, and often when I put the show together, it's about being like a jigsaw or a musical journey, and I think of things that will fit nicely one after the other, as I guess all radio programs do. I'm not doing anything particularly unusual, I don't think. But the Hipstones, which are based in New York, are a duo of Mark Palmer and Anthea White, and another great example of DIY musicians. with the help of friends and those who love them. They raised $20,000 for their album, which was recorded in New York and released a couple of years ago through crowdfunding. And this is a very big tool for young bands these days that can't always rely on advances from large labels or, you know, throwing money into the pot themselves. Anyway, the Hipstones released this album, Wise Man, and if you're a fan of R&B, I think you'll like this tune. This is the title track from the Hipstones. We'll be right back.
when I'm thirsty, religion when I'm dry, long legs when I'm lonely, girl, and morphine before I die. Come now.
This is Playback, brought to you by APRA AMCOS, and a group who have a lot of energy when they play live. They're called the New Savages, and they play what they call Melbourne Hill Country Blues. The album Down the River, or EP, I think, just off the top of my head, Going Over the River was the track I played for you. And prior to that, we heard from the Hipstones from their Wise Man release, the title track. This is Playback, brought to you by APRA AMCOS, heard right around the country. I'm Paul Gough. And I was very lucky a month and a half ago. I headed off with my trusty little recorder to a town called Hyden, 4 hours east of Perth. I'd never been there before. The location of Hyden Rock, a part of which is the incredible formation known as Wave Rock, the rock that looks like a surfing wave. And at this spot, over the last 12 years, this little festival has taken place called Wave Rock Weekender. And it highlights some of the best in Australian talent. The odd international will tour through as well. In the case of Charles Bradley, the late great soul singer, and I'll tell you that story, which I have to say is quite haunting, in just a moment, because the music of Charles Bradley, which is very authentic, fantastic soul music with a lot of heartache and pain welded to it, is very much what has inspired the Teskey brothers. Sam and Josh Teskey and Liam and Brendan grew up in Warrandyte in Victoria, and over the last 10 years have created a soulful sound inspired by records from their parents' collection. They've honed themselves into an incredible crack-sounding ensemble, and it's quite surprising to know that it was only this year that the Teskey brothers performed outside of Victoria. They've been much in demand throughout their home state and in Melbourne, and have released this year as well an absolute cracking album in Half Mile Harvest, named after the brothers' studio in Warrandyte. Let's give you an example of what they sound like. This is the Teskey brothers and Pain and Misery.
It's true. Well, since that day I first laid my eyes on you, love is a crazy game, baby. It's how I feel. Can make you roar so high, but it takes so long to heal. On times I cursed that day when you came along. I was happy, but it's been pain now for so very long. Oh, I'm begging you, honey, please, won't you stay? 'Cause I've been so lonely since you've gone away. Every day is pain. In the end, it's hard to see. Every painful day is all.
Tell, if you're a fan of soul music, you're going to love the Teskey Brothers, particularly in live performance. They had on the occasion I saw them, the brass section from the Jazz Party, another great Melbourne band that I'll bring to you in the next couple of weeks. But I was lucky enough to catch up with Brendan Love, who plays bass with the band, and drummer Liam Goff. And I started by asking about their music, which has its heart so deep in original soul music that was a part of the 60s scene. Yet, for me, it really resonated with the landscape. As I was driving from Perth to Hyden, and as we got closer to Wave Rock and the surrounding desert flat landscape, it didn't feel foreign to be listening to this soulful music. And I started by asking Brendan and Liam if they thought I was a bit silly connecting, really feeling that connection between the land and the soul music they're creating.
Yeah, I think that makes sense, definitely. Obviously, the result of the album is an amalgam of all of our different influences, which is generally a lot of American soul music, sort of North and Southern soul. But also, I feel like the silent aspect of the album is where we all grew up, which is a little town called Warrandyte, which is where we recorded the album at our home studio. And so, I mean, that plays a big part of how the band came together, how we shaped our sound, how we got our first gigs was in Warrandyte. And I guess the sort of the start of the fan base of the band was through Warrandyte as well. And so, yeah, I mean, that obviously is just going to run through the album. If you see the Pain and Misery video clip, that's at our house in Warrandyte. And so, yeah, I think throughout the whole thing, that's just going to come through naturally just by being inspired from where we live and riding in the area. So,
yeah, and I think the landscape on the drive here, we just did the drive ourselves, is not too dissimilar to sort of just around where we grew up in Warrandyte. So you go out past St Andrews, King Lake, and might not be quite as flat, but very reminiscent of what we're sort of where we grew up. So I can feel the relation between the music and that sort of scenery.
One of the things that really, I guess, surprised me about your music is firstly the fact that you've been doing this for a very long time and you took your time to record the album. And now suddenly this year has been quite a fantastic year because you played a sold-out gig at the Gasometer, and then that's just snowballed into playing other bigger venues in Melbourne where you've also sold them out. Can you explain that? Because it must be difficult as a band when you're locking in and doing really great music, but suddenly people catch on to it. Can you explain what that is? Is it the media? Is it just suddenly word of mouth? What is it that suddenly has made people realise that the Teskey Brothers are doing something special?
I think it's all snowballed, but we hadn't really put a proper release out in 7 years or something, I think. The first album we put out was sort of a bit half-hearted and didn't really represent what we were doing, essentially. So I think we finally put out an album, which is a good thing it took that long, because it took us that long to hone our sound, I think. So, well,
when you say half-hearted, I mean, obviously you wouldn't have been half-hearted at the time in putting it out. What do you actually mean by that? Was it sort of too rushed, or was it you weren't fully formed? How do you
not
explain
fully
that?
Formed, and also didn't have the coherence that the sound that we're doing now did. It sort of was a combination of lots of different influences. I think maybe too many influences, in my opinion.
We've been asked this a bit, and it's hard to answer because there's so many elements of the enterprise, so to speak, that we don't command. So the reality is we just weren't ready, I think, as a band. Like, we were playing live for so many years, and just to get to a point to record in the style that we did record as well, which is live to tape, that's a really important aspect, to be able to sit in a room as a band and play live and have it sound good to the point, you know, what you're hearing on the album is what was happening in the room. And we just wouldn't have had those skills when we were younger. We were still learning so much about dynamics and songwriting and all kinds of things. So it was, it's been a long journey, but it's kind of beneficial for us because I feel like now we've really grown as artists and performers and can kind of deliver that quality that the album has live as well. So.
Little excerpt of the track Shining Moon from the Teskey Brothers, two of which are my guests on this edition of Playback, Brendan Love and Liam Gough. And I have to say, the album Half Mile Harvest has a real authenticity to the soulful sound they create. I asked them about making the album.
And so this project started out with a really, I mean, no expectation whatsoever. We just wanted to put some songs together that more accurately represented where we are as a band at that moment. But once we started working on it, we realized, you know, hang on, this is, well, I don't know, I certainly had a moment where I went, this is good, you know, like, I'm really proud of this. And the recording process, as far as the performance is concerned, was really easy because we'd had the songs pretty much, we'd been playing together live. You know, most songs you hear are just one or two takes, and we just picked the best one. So it was a really natural kind of, I don't want to say easy, but natural process for us. It was, the performance was easy. The recording side was, that's another story. But
there's a lot of learning involved.
Yes.
I wasn't there for all of it.
A lot of learning, yeah.
Who was producing the album?
So me and Sam Teskey produced the album. Sam engineered the album.
Wow.
So Sam Teskey is probably, he runs the studio Half Mile Harvest, which is also
the name of the album.
Yeah. Yep. But he's the real whiz behind everything. He's a real analog, geek.
Gear nut.
Yeah. When it came to recording, there was just no other option in his mind. But once we started working on it and hearing the results, I went, yeah, I can't picture us ever recording any other way now. So
Now we've gotten used to the limitations of working with tape, where you can't just go, oh, let's just drop in. Well, you can, but it's risky. If you do a vocal take and there's a few lines that you want to retake, you've got to literally record over them. And if you punch in and out at the wrong time, you'll lose the rest of the good vocal take. So it's you kind of go, okay, well, it's good enough, and maybe that means it has a little bit more character, and the imperfections can actually color the music and make it sound the way it does. So I think we've gotten to the stage where we're happy to let these things go out into the world not completely polished, and maybe that's one of the best attributes to the music.
Brendan Love and Liam Gough from the Teskey Brothers. And I spoke to them as a part of the Wave Rock Weekender Festival in Hyden, Western Australia, the location where the late, great Charles Bradley performed at that festival with the Menahan Street Band on his first Australian tour. They took a lot of photos of the area because this was a long way from Harlem for Charles Bradley, and he was fascinated with the landscape and had a great photo taken reclining against Wave Rock in a pair of blue overalls. Now, when I spoke to Brendan and Liam of the Teskey Brothers, Charles Bradley was still alive. And Josh Teskey really wanted, in honour of Charles Bradley, to go and have his photo taken wearing a pair of overalls, sort of taking off that debut album artwork. To think that after this conversation, saw the Teskey Brothers perform, I woke up the next morning to the news that Charles Bradley had passed away. It felt so weird to be in that location, but only having had spoken to him and the influence of Charles Bradley on the Teskey Brothers. I'll play for you now a little bit of conversation which was leading into them gearing up to have the photo taken at The Rock.
Yeah, Josh the other day was saying, we were talking about Wave Rock and Charles Bradley's album cover of Wave Rock, and he said to me, oh, look, have you got any blue overalls? And I'm like, oh, I have actually got a pair of blue, like, Air Force overalls in my garage. And so this morning we were jumping in the van before we flew, and I pulled them out and said to Josh, oh, will these fit you? Will they look right? And he's like, yeah. So we're going to go head over now before sunset and set up a photo and try and do a homage to Charles Bradley with Josh in the overalls laying down like Charles Bradley on the rock just before sunset.
When you see him perform, it's just... there's just not an ounce of... it's just pure conviction and passion, and he's just... it's just coming from the heart, you know? Like, every note is just... you see so much pain and so much feeling. It goes into everything. Like, he's not... he's never phoning a performance in. He's never half doing anything, and he's so present and giving with the audience. He's just an amazing performer. And as you said, the story of his life and only coming to sort of, I guess, fame and success, you know, so late in life is... I guess in some ways a tragedy, but in other ways a blessing that he's been discovered.
Very spooky stuff, I have to tell you. If you're unfamiliar with the music of Charles Bradley and you like what you've just heard from the Teskey Brothers, I can assure you, you're going to love his music. Check it out. But let's hear one last track now from the Half Mile Harvest release. This is Crying Shame.
Oh, you just plain mean to me, woman, and that's a crying, crying shame. You just plain mean to me, woman, and that's a crying, crying shame. Since you've gone away and left me, honey, I've been crying with the pain. Oh, I'd do most anything to feel your love just once again. Oh, I'd do anything to feel your love just once again. But that day it never comes, babe. That's why I'm crying with the pain. Thank you.
babe. And you treat love just like a game. You're just like a little child, babe. And you treat love just like your own game. But you never really loved me, honey. That's why I'm crying with the pain. Yeah, I'm crying with the pain. 'Cause every night and every day, was every night and every day, yeah. It was just three words I wanted if I knew, baby. And those are three words you never say.
Crying Shame from the Teskey Brothers. Check out their album Half Mile High. I highly recommend it to you. This is Playback, brought to you by APRA AMCOS. Don't forget, the full details are available online. Just head to our homepage, playback.apraamcos.com.au. You can get in touch with me. I'd love to hear from you. pp@pimpod.com. And at the website, pimpod.com, you can also find out other musical activities I get up to. I love to listen to music. I'm up all hours of the day and night. I get very little sleep. This next group, in fact, these next two groups are young groups from Melbourne. And I have to say, in the former, I've only just recently come across them. And again, it doesn't matter how much music you listen to, there's always someone new around the corner to discover or to slap your wrist and say, why didn't I know about them? I speak of the Royal Parks in the first instance, who have released an album this year, Suburb Home. It is not only a heartbreaking album in the content that makes up the songs, which revolve around the loss of a friend, a very dear friend to the band. But when you listen to their music, I have to say I was knocked out by the sunny, incredible harmonies of this group. Originally, they were called Dan and Amy. Royal Parks contacted, or were contacted by, I'm not entirely sure how it happened, but the great US folk producer Noah Georgeson, who's looked after the likes of Jonah Newsom, Devander Banhart, and Fleet Foxes' Robin Pecknold, offered to fly to Melbourne and to produce their debut album. And when you listen to the album from the Royal Park, Suburb Home, you can hear his input. You can hear the polish and the incredible production. But of course, underneath that, you have to have talent. And there's no doubt about it. The Royal Parks have great talent. I'll let you be the judge. The whole album's fantastic. This one I've chosen, though, is In the Wrong.
I know sometimes I didn't listen to you enough. I considered your words of wisdom and soft the curve. And now it's all the same. Second, I failed to see that I was in the wrong. Ooh.
Melbourne band called Hills Hoist, and you couldn't get much more of an Aussie name than that. And remember when I reached out to them, because it was a little difficult finding out information, because when you put Hills Hoist into your search engine, you of course get everything but a band. There's not a lot about them that is known, and they probably are like a lot of young bands. They're still trying to get their head around this whole thing called marketing. And they actually said as much to me. We're not quite sure what to do. We've got this new album out. It's called Hibernation. Great slice of jangly Aussie pop. Check out the album. I'll put a link on our page. And they've just sort of gone into hibernation themselves. They played their last gig a couple of weeks ago, and they said they'll be back with some great new sounds early in the new year, and I look forward to that. And I played the opening track from their album called What's the Big Idea. Prior to that, we heard from the Royal Parks from their excellent release Suburb Home, and the track In the Wrong, a track that the songwriter reflects on how he feels women are misunderstood and not listened to as closely as they should. And it was his apology for not taking people seriously enough for the women in his life. A very sensitive songwriter, as you'll hear in the other tracks from that album. Definitely check it out, the Royal Parks album Suburb Home. As we're in Jangletown, we'll leave you with a track that has a similar feel to Hills Hoist and has a connection to the Teskey brothers. Liam Gough, who we spoke to earlier, no relation to me, by the way, was a part of a group called Smile. He reminded me of that when we met. And their album Life Choices, that came out in 2013, was a big favourite of mine at the time. You can park it in that genre of great Aussie pop that pays homage to the Velvet Underground. Let's close with this track from Smile. This is Born Again. Smile and the track Born Again from their album Life Choices. I'm Paul Gough. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Playback. I'll leave you with another little snippet of the Spyglass Gypsies tangoing us out of wherever we happen to be at this moment. This is Palmitos Herrero, spoken in probably one of the worst accents you've ever heard in your life. I look forward to your company next time.
So in